Pasek of barnburner.ca and Twice Daily Podcast is entitled Fired Up, now on iHeartRadio, also 108 platforms. Welcome to another edition of EPL Back of the Net with the Hall of Famer, John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports in Atlanta. Well, FA Cup weekend is here. We'll have a few matches postponed, but on Saturday, March 16th, by the way, I'd like to take this opportunity and wish a happy birthday to my niece, Alyssa, and our good friend, John, our good friend that today, he turns, I don't know, 23, 24, 25, Giancarlo Aulino. Happy birthday to them both. But 11 a.m. on Saturday, Bournemouth, Newcastle United.
Yeah, this is because of cup competitions and such, you're having some matches postponed. And so it's a half schedule this week. But you look at the matches that are there, and they mean a lot for positioning for folks who aren't still alive in cup competitions. And this is one of them. Bournemouth and Newcastle right now. Bournemouth in 12th, Newcastle in 13th. Newcastle, ever since they picked up Miguel Almiron, has been a very, very busy club and have climbed out of the relegation fight, although really they're right now only 6 points clear, but that's 2 wins, 3 points behind Bournemouth right now. I could definitely see this one as a shared result. The number that you're looking for is 40. 40 traditionally is the points cutoff line for folks to stave off relegation. And right now, you figure Watford, everybody north is safe. West Ham, they need one more point, then they should be safe. And I think that Bournemouth and Newcastle end up probably in a 2-2 draw, although we saw what Newcastle did against Everton last time out, and they're capable of putting goals on the board in a hurry. I'll go with a draw here to get Bournemouth to 38, Newcastle to 35.
All right. Also, we got Burnley against Leicester. Who you got in this one?
This one is a tough one for me because after Burnley's good run of form where they were unbeaten in 5, I think they've lost their last 3 right now. They are 2 points above Cardiff in the relegation fight, and they are below Southampton in goal difference. Burnley needs this one badly. Leicester found their form with Jamie Vardy last time out. I've got to go with a Leicester win here to put them above 40 points for the season, and it's going to be a bit of a slog. I still think that there are teams that are worse than Burnley that are out there to get relegated, but I think that Burnley should get it done by the end of the season. I just don't think it'll happen this weekend.
West Ham United against Huddersfield.
15 seconds. West Ham better win this one for their own sake. Huddersfield has won once under Jan Sievert, and they're only 3 points behind Fulham right now in 19th. But honestly, right now with 8 matches remaining, you're looking at having to run the table for both Fulham and Huddersfield not to be relegated. So it's just a matter of time. But what does Huddersfield do? Are they building toward next season with what they're going to be doing on the pitch? Or is this going to be just a team that's slogging to relegation? And then I think that this is the case study going forward. And West Ham really needs 3 points badly. They should get it to get them to 42 and have them keep pace, and they would be 1 point behind Watford if that happens.
2 matches on Sunday, March 17th. By the way, March 17th, you know what it is? How bad are you going to drink beer? Green beer?
Nope.
No? Like that easy?
Nope.
How about a green tie?
Nope. I might wear like a green kit or something, but I will leave that to others.
All right. Fulham, Liverpool, 10:15.
Should be over by about 10:30. Liverpool 1 point behind Manchester City right now. This one's going to go down to the wire with these two. Liverpool could put up a number here right now. They're 7 behind Manchester City in goal difference. They could make up a lot here, but this would still put them with a win. They'd be 2 points above Manchester City. Manchester City with a game in hand.
All right, and then closing out 12:30, your team, Chelsea, against Everton.
And Chelsea put a big number on Dinamo Kiev midweek in Europa League. And Maurizio Sarri's future is tied to Europa League success. And they're just going to have to keep focusing on that. Right now, they're in a fight from 3rd to 6th. So they string some wins together. This puts them even with 30 matches. And They should get the win here to put them at 60, and it would move them ahead of Manchester United in fifth, but it would only put them 1 point behind Spurs. So you look at Spurs, Arsenal, Manchester United, and Chelsea, and I think that 3 through 6 for the rest of the big six, that there's going to be two battles this year, 3 through 6 and the one for the title. So I think that Chelsea makes another step toward climbing the ladder just a little bit.
All right, as we mentioned, it's FA Cup weekend. Let's quickly, because I know one team you're very, very interested in. We'll get into that last, but Watford, Crystal Palace, 8:15 on Saturday.
Yeah, and you wonder what it's going to look like in the quarters. Watford should take care of this one and just continue moving forward in the competition, but Crystal Palace, you don't know which one you're going to get sometimes, and so you're just kind of like, yeah, okay, but I've got to go with Watford here.
All right, 3:55, we'll go back to your match, the Wolves against Manchester United.
Wolves and Manchester United. With Manchester United's win in international play, I don't know how much rotated the squad will be. This will be a lot tougher than the folks may think. I think that Manchester United gets through. I don't think it's going to be the prettiest game on the board on Saturday, but it's going to be a bit of a slog for both of these guys. I would anticipate Manchester United going through.
All right. For fans who haven't heard, I was just joking about his team is not Chelsea. That's our good friend, the broadcasting legend, Storm Norm's Lumax team is Chelsea. But what's your team, John Freeman Nelson?
Well, the one that's probably going to lose rather largely to Manchester City Saturday afternoon at 1:20. They had a game midweek in the championship, and they're mid-table, which is about where they are, considering that the owners are not investing, didn't do anything on deadline day, tried to get a couple of free transfers in. This one could get very ugly, considering that Manchester City put 7 on Schalke midweek in Champions League and ended up getting that manager dismissed. I'm sure that Swansea, it won't be 7, might be 4. And if you're really looking for one of the ugliest penalty kick attempts of the season, it was one that was taken by a Swansea player midweek against West Brom in the championship. So it's going to be a long day for it's going to be a long day for Swansea City going up against Manchester City. So my semifinals would end up being Watford, Manchester United, Manchester City, and the winner of Millwall and Brighton, which is Sunday morning at 10 Eastern time. And this one could come up and bite Brighton, because you look at what Chris Hughton has been doing, and it has been a slog recently for Brighton, and they got dragged into the relegation fight because of their run of play. Right now they're 15th, and they're at 33 points, but they're only 5 points out of the relegation scrap. So it's been a long season for Brighton. This could be one where Millwall jumps up and bites them, and it wouldn't surprise me if it happened.
All right, so that's John Freeman Nelson of OSG Sports. John, tell everybody how they could get a hold of you before you sing happy birthday to Giancarlo and my niece.
Well, easiest ways on the Twitters at OSG Nelson. You can also download the OSG Sports app and the Soccer Down Here app for all of the news domestically, internationally, and otherwise when it comes to the sport of soccer. Anything else on your mind over at OSG Sports? It could be lacrosse, could be college football, could be wrestling, could be a bunch of other sports that's over there too. So easiest ways on the Twitters at OSG Nelson, at OSG Sports, and at Soccer Down Here.
All right. So again, Saturday, my niece Alyssa's 12th birthday, and I think 24 years old, Giancarlo Alvino. So what is the first time ever, John, what do you think about a duet? John and Joe, actually Joe and John, it sounds better. So what do you think about a duet of happy birthday? Are you ready?
Sure.
You're ready, okay? So since you're a little bit older, you start and I'll close it out.
All right. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
There you go. Done. Nicely done. Way to go. That'll work. Way to hold the note, too.